Exclusive. U.S. Naval Intelligence Office reminds staff to treat transgender co-workers with dignity and respect. By Christina Wong on March 31, 2023. The Office of Naval Intelligence recently sent its staff a reminder to recognize transgender or transitioning co-workers and treat them with dignity and respect, according to an email obtained by Breitbart News. The email was sent out on March 24, 2023, a day before Trans Week of Visibility and Action, and 3 days before a 28-year-old transgender shooter killed 3 children and 3 adults in a mass shooting at a Christian school. The email included a summary of workplace policies related to transgender or transitioning individuals, and had a reminder that military members who are transitioning can apply for an exception to policy to use the facilities associated with their gender identity before they complete their transition. Related, watch, after Nashville tragedy, the media and the left focus on the real victims, the transgender community. The email, sent by the agency's Chief of Staff Navy Captain Thomas P. Scarry, states. Team, National Maritime Intelligence Center. We need to recognize those in our National Maritime Intelligence Center workforce who are transgender or transitioning individuals and reiterate our commitment to treating everyone in the workplace with dignity and respect. We are strengthened by our differences. Our diverse backgrounds, perspectives, skills, and expertise enable us to better answer the challenging problems that help protect our nation's security. The email then outlined policies for civilian and military transgender or transitioning individuals. It said transgender or transitioning civilian employees can use facilities and pronouns associated with their gender identity once they begin working in that gender identity. Gender identity is defined as an individual's internal sense of being male or female or an identity other than the traditional definitions of male or female. When an employee begins working in the gender that reflects their gender identity, the employee is entitled to use the facilities associated with that gender identity, dress according to that gender identity, and use a name and pronouns associated with their gender identity. It also said transitioning military members can apply for an exception to start using facilities associated with their gender identity before they complete their transition. The U.S. Navy's policy regarding transgender individuals is governed by NAVADMIN 112-12, attached. The NAVADMIN states that all transgender persons who wish to serve in the United States Navy and can meet the appropriate standards shall be able to do so openly and free from discrimination. The Navy remains committed to treating all persons with dignity and respect. Procedurally, a sailor who has been approved for an in-service transition may request an exception to policy, ETP, that allows for them to use the workplace facilities associated with their gender identity before their transition has been completed, i.e. the sailor's gender marker and theirs has changed. The ETP requests are submitted through the sailor's commanding officer and commander, only for approval or denial by the Deputy Chief of Naval Operations for Manpower, Personnel, Training and Education, DCNON1. It concluded with the following sentence bolded and underlined. Most importantly, regardless of whether you are a civilian employee, contractor, or military personnel working in the NMIC, you will be treated with dignity and respect by your peers, subordinates, and supervisors. These policies help ensure an inclusive workplace where a culture of dignity and respect prevails, where diversity of thought and innovation thrives, and where we can all contribute the full extent of our talents and abilities, it added. A U.S. Navy spokesperson said, "The command's message speaks for itself, and we have nothing further to add at this time." This story was updated with a comment from the Navy. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter, Truth Social, or on Facebook.